There's nothing wrong with your faith. You just need to feed it where to grow it. And that's the word of God. That's all you need to do. You feed it. I need to put some emphasis here. You do what you need to do to break through that thing that will try to keep you held back from feed and meditate and spending time until that word talk back to you. You need to listen to me. You need to go over that word and that, listen to what I'm saying real good. And that you go over that word, you stay in that word, and it, until God words, what God says in his word become your saying. Did you hear what I said? Other word, it ain't what God said, it's what you say is now. It's my saying now. God said, but not mine. I'm healed. I'm well. I'm strong. I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm a prayer. I'm a worshiper. I'm faithful. I'm strong. And once his words become your saying, the devil better get out of your way. He better get out of your way. And when he rises up, you will say, I said. You won't be saying, God said. No, you say, I said, get. I said, take your hands off of it. But if you're not sure, you'll be saying, Lord, if it be your will, touch him a little bit and help him with that pain. But once you, it become your saying. Hallelujah. Listen. Put the word first place, make it found authority. Did you hear me? Put the word where? First place, make it found authority. I'm going to do this. I see I'm not going to finish. John 8, 28, 32. Listen what Jesus said. Listen to these words of Jesus. John 8, 28 down to verse 32. Then Jesus said unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, see, Satan didn't have a clue what he was doing. All he knew that every man, Jesus was a man. Watch it now. He didn't have a clue what he was doing. He didn't have no insight in that this was his total destruction, total defeat. He didn't have a clue. But he thought he was getting rid of his problem because Jesus was a threat to his kingdom, had done much damage because the scripture said if all the things Jesus did were put in a book, I suppose the world couldn't hold him. So listen to what he said. Jesus said unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then ye shall know that I am he and that I do nothing of myself. See, they didn't know that. But he said, when you have lifted him up, you're going to find this out. I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me. And this is what God wants to get across to us and get it inside of us that he want to teach us. And so you have people saying all kind of stuff. And I won't go off on that rabbit trail. Let me go on. As the Father has what? Taught me. I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. He despised the shame, but he endured the cross. He knew that the Father didn't leave him alone. Only 3 days and nights that he was left alone, or he was by himself. But God said, I promise you, made an oath with him. You do what I ask you, I'm going to raise you up and sit you at my right. He saw himself seated before he went down there and suffered. But he did it for you and me. All right, let me go on. He said, the Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things which please him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. 31. Then Jesus said unto those Jews which believed on him, if you continue, listen at the condition, if you do what? If you continue in my word. See, some people start out and then they back off and trouble show up, or stuff get easy, or they get a little success and stuff. But he said, if you continue what? In my word, then are you what? My disciples indeed. And you will do what? Know the truth. And what will the truth do? I mean, the devil can't bind you with anything. He can't bother your sleep at night. He can't bother your finance. He may come against you, but he can't conquer you. He can't conquer your health. The number of your day, he will fulfill. I bless your bread and water and take sickness from the midst of you. Didn't he say it? I'm the Lord God that I change not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Call unto me and I answer thee. Come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find what? Grace to help in time of need. Look like to me God got every door open for us to come in. Huh? I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Greater is he that's in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Look like to me we got it made. But the enemy threatened us, and many people, because they don't know what is written in here, and you have to stay with it. It got to become your life every day. Put this word number one. Nothing wrong with your faith. You just need to put the word in your heart. What he says in Romans 8, and I'm finished. What he says in Romans 8, the word is nigh thee in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is what? The word of faith which we preach. See, these are words of faith. These are faith-filled words. If you get the word in, the faith is there. And wisdom there will show you how to use and operate this word, these things properly, so you can succeed in what you set out to do.